Track 12.
From art forger to genuine fake, we have the pleasure of talking to artist John Myatt today. Welcome, John.
Thank you.
So I really think that this is a really fascinating story, and it's been described as the biggest art fraud of the 20th century. So I think the best place to begin is have you tell us something about how this all happened, how you got involved in art forgery, what you're doing now. So just begin somewhat at the beginning.
It started about 1983, 1984, when I was a single parent. I had two very small children. I was a school teacher at the time, but my wife had left home and she wasn't coming back, and there were two very young ones to take care of. So I was trying to find a way of working from home and, you know, keeping the family together, really.
Sure.
And one of the things that cropped up was this idea of putting an advert in the back of Private Eye magazine, which is a sort of satirical magazine we have in England.
Hmm.
And it just said genuine fakes, paintings from 150 to £250. And I got quite a lot of replies from that advert. I ran it for about 2 years, and one of the people who replied was different from all the other customers, really, and he kept coming back for more paintings. Over a 2 year period, he probably had about 14 or 15 paintings off me. Hmm. And I got to know him very well, became friends with him. He introduced himself as Professor John Drew from the Institute of Physics. He was a, you know, very well-to-do and important person, I thought. I liked him a lot. I liked him very much. And anyway, one day he took a painting, a small cubist painting, off me, and he must have taken it down to Christie's. And he had reframed the painting, presented it differently to the way I'd left it to him. And Christie's had said that they would sell the painting, I think, for £25,000, which is probably about $40,000.
Now, was that cubist painting a painting that actually existed at one point, or was this the
collection? No, it was a made-up one. It was totally kind of invented out of my head, with the help of some drawings I'd seen in a book. There's no point in doing copies, because any art expert worth their salt knows. But, you know, well, to put it bluntly, if you had a Mona Lisa hanging
right.
on, you know, they'd know perfectly well that the real one is in France, and so that's not the Mona Lisa, and it becomes a bit silly.
Right,
If you had a study by Leonardo da Vinci on the wall of your house, you know, and it was a tiny bit of ripped paper, and it was all beaten up and all that, well, it's much more credible, if
right.
not necessarily believable. Anyway, he to cut a long story short, he said to me, would I be interested in having half of the 25,000? And I said yes, and I took the money and proceeded, really, to go into a career of art fakery with this man over the next 6 or 7 years.